You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The government has confirmed plans to disestablish the Broadcasting Standards Authority and move towards a self-regulation model for media complaints, raising concerns about accountability, misinformation, and audience protection. It has also been confirmed that the fees-free tertiary scheme will be scrapped in the upcoming budget, while the new citizenship test has sparked debate over whether it strengthens civic knowledge or creates another barrier for migrants. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Shannon Halbert about these topics. So the government has agreed to disestablish the Broadcasting Standards Authority and look at self-regulation options, with the Media Council expected to become the main regulator for journalism. What's Labor's response to that move?
Well, Labor's response is that this is throwing the baby out with the bathwater by scrapping the BSA in favour of a self-regulator, which only covers members and costs of the public money, and it just won't solve the issues that our media landscape faces. I think it's important to recognise that the landscape has changed and we need to empower the authority, not scrap protections and standards at a time of misinformation. It's really difficult out there.
Supporters say the current system hasn't kept up with how people consume media now, especially with online platformers and broadcasters being treated differently. Does Labor agree that there is a need for reform?
Well, we believe that safeguarding media integrity and trust is absolutely key, and there's some tweaks required there. It doesn't seem to be a priority for this government, though, and so that's where we do push back.
What protections do you think need to stay in place for audiences, especially around harm, misinformation, fairness?
Well, I think the protections to make sure that these standards are upheld, that they are keeping up with modern-day practices, that the narratives are truth-based. So an integrity perspective from that is really important.
Do you think self-regulation is enough in the current media environment?
We think that self-regulation really is not enough. And as I said, it's just like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It really means that it only covers members, the costs of public money, and it won't solve the actual issues that our media landscape is facing in modern times.
Would a Labor government commit to bringing the BSA back or introducing a replacement regulator?
Well, of course we need to see the detail of what the government is even planning first. And Paul Goldsmith, the minister in charge of this, he's been totally MIA this entire term of government, and we're yet to see an actual plan that will deliver outcomes and results from them outside of attacking the media. It's unfair.
What kind of independent oversight does Labor think is needed to protect audiences from this kind of unfair treatment?
Well, we think that it's important to have independent oversight. We want to see what the government has been working on, what Paul Goldsmith has put in place and what his real intentions are, and see from there if we will continue that work.
The government has confirmed that it will scrap the fees-free tertiary scheme in the upcoming budget, arguing it failed to increase tertiary participation and it did not reach students it was most intended to help. What's Labor's response to that?
Well, I know that students are doing it really tough right now. They've been hit from every angle by this government. Living costs are up, transport costs are up. This government increased student fees at university by 6%. That's a significant jump. And of course, now they've removed fees-free for those that they had promised to. It was a promise by this government that they would commit to that particular policy, and they've broken that promise. So what's important here is that we acknowledge how students are feeling, that they are under pressure and experiencing the cost of living challenges that many New Zealanders are facing, and that this government simply doesn't care about students.
Does Labor accept any of the government's criticism that the scheme did not do enough to boost enrolments?
The government's criticism is a distraction from what's really happening here. The government has chosen to reduce funding at all levels in the tertiary education landscape. They removed the apprenticeship boost scheme funding. They have taken an axe to Māori trades training. They've put in place a more expensive model in the through their vocational reforms. They haven't invested in universities, and they've reduced funding to research. That is not sustainable for the tertiary sector, and that is the story that needs to be told. Currently, in employment statistics last week, they told us that almost 100,000 young people across Aotearoa are not engaged in education, training or employment. That number is skyrocketing in each quarter, and this government does not have a plan in place to bring that down.
Just on that, do you think this will contribute to the brain drain in New Zealand?
Absolutely. Young people will complete their qualifications. They will go offshore because they think that this government does not care about them and they cannot see a future for themselves here. And of course, under Labor, we have committed to that. We've said very clearly that we are focused on jobs, health, homes, and real action on the cost of living. We want to make sure that we establish a more affordable New Zealand for everyone, but particularly that is for students as well.
And how should tertiary education support be targeted so it actually reaches students who need it? What would Labor like to see with that?
Well, all students need support in different ways. And so what we wanted to focus on is to make sure that every young person had the opportunity to study at higher level education. The scrapping of fees three does impact university students, but it also impacts students studying at polytechnics, students studying in work-based training, and apprentices. And that discussion is also important. That was helpful to give people a step into training to support them and reduce debt in the long term. But most of all, it was about investing in our younger talent, making sure that we're building the skills for our future workforce in New Zealand.
And last week we talked about ACT's immigration policy, and since then there's been more discussion around the government's new citizenship test. RNZ has reported that immigration experts are questioning what the test is actually meant to achieve, especially since citizenship applicants already have to meet residence character, English language and commitment requirements. What's Labor's response to this new citizenship test?
Well, we support the idea of strengthening the citizenship process by introducing a New Zealand values component. But what ACT has done here is they've omitted Te Tiriti, and that really shows their bias. It's unbelievable that they would put something forward that does not acknowledge the foundation document of this country that is Te Tiriti. It seems designed to further pretend that Te Tiriti does not exist.
Does Labor think that there is a clear problem that this test is trying to solve?
Well, any values test should have broad community acceptance and not be politicised. But that's exactly what the ACT Party is doing here. They've intentionally removed anything relative to our founding document that is Te Tiriti, that is the values base for our country and Aotearoa New Zealand. And simply by doing that, they have heightened the politics around this very issue, which is exactly what they want.
Applicants at the moment will need to pass a 20-question in-person multi-choice quiz, and the cost is being expected to be covered through fees. Does Labor have any concerns about access or fairness?
I haven't seen enough information that has come from the ACT Party to determine how this will be rolled out. But overall, I've been very clear that the intention from the ACT Party is in relation to this policy announcement is a political one. It's not one that values migrants coming into New Zealand, and it simply doesn't uphold the values of Aotearoa New Zealand and Te Tiriti.
What would Labor want to see instead if the goal is better civic understanding for new citizens?
Well, so we know that social cohesion is a very important part of our way forward to build an inclusive Aotearoa New Zealand so that migrants can live here, be Kiwis, participate in our workforce, have good jobs and contribute to our overall economy. But that means that we need some common areas that we all feel that we are New Zealanders on that is meaningful. That is not what the ACT Party is doing here. It's another action on their behalf of divisive politics.
That was Shanna Halbert on the BSA, the Tertiary Fees Free Scheme, and the government's new citizenship test.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.